2 meters away. The dawn chorus was loud and beautiful, though nesting time was almost finished. And later, 4 newly emerged small tortoiseshells settled on stony ground to dry their pristine wings, while skippers jostled a fat bumblebee to sip sweet nectar from Centranthus ruba. And self-seeded garden escapes mingled with wild flowers in sun-cracked crevices, verbascums, daisies, corncockles and poppies in colour wheels to steal a breath away. Beside the compost bin, bedecked with twining open cups of pure white convolvulus, a multitude of stinging nettles writhed with yellow and black-striped caterpillars. And 20 tiny bright green grasshoppers leapfrogged one another in a small patch, accompanied by a chorus of crickets, quite able to compete with Greek cicadas. Nestled beneath terracotta pots, frogs startled croak, grumpy at being disturbed by one hummingbird hawk moth, proboscis deep within magenta iridiums. And bronze fennel, copper colours ablaze, promised umbels of aniseed to store, along with scented herbs spread out to dry, lavender, rosemary, lemon balm and sage. Then cumulus clouds bubbled up and red kites began a circling descent, their high-pitched cries replaced by dueling thrushes singing out sunset songs as the church clock chimed 10. And in the darkness, refreshing rain fell on parched soil and scorched leaves, lifting the bowed heads of stargazers, lost in thoughts of night sky myths and legends, who began to wonder whether the dawn chorus had been loud and beautiful, and might the world wake up and listen.